All praise is due to Allah, the ever-living, the sustainer, the one that never dies, the owner of dominion and power and honor. I praise my Lord and thank Him. I repent to Him and seek His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partner, supreme above His slaves. He does what He wills and commands what He wills. I bear witness that our Prophet and leader Muhammad is His slave and messenger. O Allah, send Your praise, peace, and blessings upon Your slave and messenger Muhammad, the chosen one, and upon his family and companions and followers, the Muslims. To proceed, have taqwa of Allah the Most High by seeking His pleasure and staying away from disobeying Him. Taqwa of Allah will rectify the affairs of your life, and it is your preparation for what is to come in your future from that which you fear and are wary of. It's a protection from destructive matters, and if you attain it, Allah has promised you paradise. O servants of Allah, O servants of Allah, everyone strives in this life to gain what benefits him and what will rectify his affairs and earning his livelihood. Some people rectify their religion as well as their worldly life, and those are the people who Allah has given good in this life and good in the next life and has protected them from the torment of the hellfire. And some people strive for this world alone, and he forgets and loses his portion in the afterlife. Those are the people who are entertained, who entertain themselves and eat the way that livestock eat, and the hellfire will be their abode. Every intent and action has an ending point. Allah the Most High says, "And to your Lord is the end." Perfect is the Lord who has occupied each heart with something and has placed in each heart an intent. And He has created for everyone a will and a determination. Allah does whatever He wills and He desists from whatever He wills. Allah's will is above all other wills. Allah the Most High says, "And you do not will except if Allah wills, the Lord of the worlds. Whatever Allah wills happens, and whatever He doesn't will doesn't happen." Death is going to be the end of every creation on this earth. Death is the end of every living thing in this life. Allah has decreed this even upon the angels, Jibril, Mikael, and Israfil, and those who are less than them in status, peace be upon them. Even the angel of death will die. Allah the Most High says everyone upon it will perish, and there will remain the face of your Lord, owner of majesty and honor. Death is the end of this life and the beginning of the afterlife, because with death the joys of this life come to an end. And the one who dies after his death will either see a great bliss or a painful punishment. Death is one of the signs of Allah, which shows the great ability of Allah, the Most Exalted, and His supreme control over His creation. Allah the Most High says He is supreme above His slaves, and He sends guardians over you until when death approaches one of you, our messengers take his soul, and they never neglect their duty. Death. Death is justice from Allah, the Most Perfect. Allah's creation are all equal in this regard. Allah the Most High says, "Every soul will taste death, then to us you will be returned." Death puts an end to all pleasures, and puts an end to the movements of one's body, and separates groups, and puts a barrier between loved ones. Allah is the only one that controls death and giving life. Allah says, and it is He who gives life and causes death, and His is the alternation of the night and day. Then will you not reason? Death cannot be prevented by a security guard. No barrier can ward it off. No wealth, child, or friend can avail one from death. No one exempt from it, whether young or old, rich or poor, whether he's of high or low status. Allah the Most High says, wherever you may be, death will overtake you, even if you are in lofty, strong towers. Allah the Most High says, say indeed the death from which you flee, indeed it will meet you. Then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed, and he will inform you about what you used to do. Death comes suddenly at its appointed time. Allah the Most High says, but never will Allah delay a soul when its time has come, and Allah is knowledgeable with what you do. Permission is not sought from anyone for death, except for the prophets. Their permission is sought due to their honor and status with Allah. May Allah's praise and peace be upon them. Each prophet's permission is sought. The hadith states there's no prophet except Allah gives him the choice between having eternity in this life and then paradise or death, and he chooses death because there is a great reward with Allah, and due to the insignificance of this life. Allah has willed that the son of Adam exits this life through death to cut his ties from it, so that not a single piece of him would yearn for this dunya if he's a believer. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who has a status with Allah will not want to return to this life, even if he was given the entire earth, except for the martyr. He will wish to return to the dunya and get killed again 10 times due to the great honor that he sees. Reported by Bukhari and Muslim. Death is a calamity that one cannot flee from. The pains that come with death no one can describe due to its severity. The soul is torn away from the flesh. Every pain is less than death. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, approaching death, and he had a container with water. He would place his hand in the container. Then he would wipe his face with the water. Then he would say, O Allah, aid me upon the pangs of death and the agony of death. This is reported by Tirmidhi. In another report, it states, indeed, death has its pangs. A man said, to his father when he was approaching death, describe for me the pains of death so I can take heed. He said, oh son, it's as if a curved thorn is running through my throat. And it's as if I'm breathing through a pinhole. Another man was asked, how do you feel? When he was approaching death, he said, it's as if daggers are going through my inner cavity. Another man approaching death was asked, how are the pains of death? He said, it's as if a fire is burning inside of me. Whoever is consistent in remembering death, his heart will become soft, and his deeds and state will be rectified. He will not dare commit sins, and he will not neglect obligations, and the glitters of the world will not distract him. He will yearn for his Lord and the blessings of paradise. And whoever forgets death, his heart will become hard, and he will lean towards this life, and his deeds will become evil, and his false hopes will increase. Thus, remembering death is the greatest admonition. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, increasing the remembrance of the destroyer of pleasures, death, reported by Tirmidhi and Nasa'i and authenticated by Ibn Hibban. The meaning of what is in the hadith is that death removes all pleasures. Ubay ibn Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, When a third of the night would pass, he would get up and he would say, "Remember, O people, remember Allah. The first blowing of the trumpet has arrived. The second blowing will follow it. Death has approached with all that is in it." Reported by Tirmidhi, and he graded it as Hassan. Abu Darda said, "Death is a sufficient admonishment and time is a sufficient separator. Today, one is in his home. Tomorrow, he's in his grave." Reported by Ibn Asakir. Happiness, all of happiness, success, all of success, and victory, all of victory is in preparation for death. For death is the first door to paradise, or it's the first door to the hellfire. Preparing for death is by completing tawheed and the belief in the oneness of Allah, the Lord of the worlds, by worshipping Allah alone, having no partner, and avoiding all forms of shirk. And Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "I heard Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Allah the Most High said, O son of Adam, if you were to come to me with sins that fill the earth, then you meet me, not having associated partners with me, I'll come to you with forgiveness as great as it." Reported by Tirmidhi and graded as Hassan. Preparing for death is by protecting the boundaries and obligations. Allah the Most High said, "And those who observe the limits set by Allah and give good tidings to the believers." Preparing for death is by staying away from major sins. Allah the Most High says, "If you avoid the major sins which you are forbidden from, we will remove from you the lesser sins and admit you to a noble entrance." Preparing for death is by fulfilling the rights of the creation and not ignoring it or delaying it. Because Allah's rights, the violations against Allah's rights, He can forgive if it's less than shirk. As for the violations against the rights of the creation, then Allah will not forgive it unless He takes it from the oppressor and giving the one who is oppressed his right. Preparing for death occurs by writing one's will and not being heedless of this. Preparing for death is by preparing at any moment for the descent of death. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "So whoever Allah wants to guide, he expands his breast to Islam." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is a light that Allah casts in the hearts." They said, "What's the sign of this, O Messenger of Allah?" He said, "Yearning for the abode of eternity and turning away from the home of distractions and preparing for death before it descends." Happiness occurs when a person dies with a good ending. In the hadith, the estate's actions are based on their endings. Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him, said, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever's last words are La ilaha illallah will enter paradise." Reported by Abu Dawud and Al-Hakim with authentic chain. One of the very important matters to act upon is letting the person who is dying repeat the testimony of faith after you in a gentle manner. And he should not annoy him or be harsh upon him, for he is in a great hardship. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Urge your dying ones to repeat after you, La ilaha illallah," reported by Imam Muslim. Misery is when one is distracted from death and forgets it and doesn't prepare for it and doesn't mind committing acts of disobedience and sinning and loses his belief in the oneness of the Lord, the Most Exalted and High. As well as aggression, oppression, by spilling forbidden blood, taking illegal money, ignoring the rights of creation, and being indulged in prohibited desires and pleasures until death descends upon him. At that point, regret is of no use, and his appointed time will not be delayed. Allah the Most High says, "For such until when death comes to one of them, he says, 'My Lord, send me back, that perhaps I may do good in that which I left behind.' No, it is only a word he is saying, and behind them is a barrier until the day they are resurrected. On the day of resurrection, sorrow and regret becomes even greater. Allah the Most High says, and follow the best of what was revealed to you before punishment comes upon you suddenly while you do not perceive, lest the soul should say, oh, how great is my regret over what I neglected in regard to Allah and that I was among the mockers. Or it may say, if only Allah has guided me, I would have been among the righteous. Or it would say, when it sees the punishment, if I only had another chance, I could be among the doers of good. Rather, my verses came to you, you denied them and were arrogant and were among the disbelievers. May Allah bless me and you with the glorious Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. I say this speech and I seek forgiveness for me and you from Allah. So seek His forgiveness. He's the most forgiving. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the King, the perfect in justice. He has complete wisdom, the strongest proof. If he willed, he would have guided all of you. I praise my Lord and thank him. I repent to him and seek his forgiveness. I testify there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partner, the most powerful and strong. I testify that our prophet and leader Muhammad is his slave and messenger, true to his promise and trustworthy. O Allah, send your praise, peace, and blessings upon your slave and messenger, Muhammad, and upon his family, companions, and those who follow them in excellence until the day of account. To proceed, fear Allah as he ought to be feared. For no one will gain victory except those who have taqwa, and no one will lose unless he is heedless and follows falsehood. Dear Muslims, be keen upon the means leading to a good ending. By establishing the five pillars of Islam and avoiding sins and acts of aggression and oppression. From the greatest means of a good ending at death is to always supplicate to Allah, asking for a good ending. Allah the Most High says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hellfire in humiliation. Dua is the collector of all good and the cause of all good. And Nu'man, the son of Bashir, may Allah be pleased with them, said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Dua is worship. This is reported by Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi and authenticated by him. In the hadith, it is stated, whoever increases in his statement, O Allah, grant us a good ending in all our matters and protect us from the humiliation of this life and the punishment of the hereafter, he will die before tribulation reaches him. The causes of a bad ending at death is by neglecting the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation and insisting upon major sins and belittling the greatness of Allah and being inclined towards the worldly life and forgetting the hereafter. O servants of Allah, indeed Allah and His angels send salah upon the Prophet. O you who have believed, send your salah upon him and send your peace and greetings upon him in a worthy manner.
صلوا وسلموا على سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ارض عن الصحابة أجمعين اللهم ارض عن الصحابة أجمعين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين اللهم ارض عن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم ارض عنا معهم اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الكفر والكافرين يا رب العالمين اللهم أذل البدع والمبتدعين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يتمسك بهدي نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا مما يتمسك بكتابك وسنة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأن تجيرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تعيننا على سكرات الموت يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تجعل آخر حياتنا من الدنيا، أن ترضى عنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم لقائك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، ولا تجعله ملتبسا علينا فنضل. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لموتانا وموتى المسلمين، اللهم اغفر لموتانا وموتى المسلمين، اللهم افسح لهم في قبورهم ونور لهم في قبورهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، وعدهم من عذاب القبر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين، أسألك ألا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين. اللهم اقض الدين عن المدينين من المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعذنا وأعذ ذرياتنا من إبليس وشياطينه وجنوده ومكره يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعذنا وأعذ ذرياتنا من إبليس وشياطينه وجنوده يا رب العالمين وذريته، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أعذ المسلمين، اللهم أعذ المسلمين من إبليس وذريته وشياطينه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك يا أرحم الراحمين، نسألك يا الله أن تجعل المسلمين من كل هم برجا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم واهدهم سبل السلام وأخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم أبطل كيد أعداء الإسلام يا رب العالمين، اللهم أبطل مكر أعداء الإسلام يا رب العالمين، اللهم أبطل خطط أعداء الإسلام التي يخططون بها لكيد الإسلام والمسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ بلادنا من كل شر ومكروه، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أنزل الأمن يا رب العالمين والإيمان في بلاد المسلمين. اللهم ارفع عن المسلمين الفتن المضلة، اللهم ارفع عن المسلمين الفتن المضلة يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين. اللهم أطعم جائعهم، اللهم اكس عاريهم، اللهم أمن خائبهم يا أرحم الراحمين، ولا تكلهم إلى أنفسهم طرفة عين. اللهم وفق خادم الحرمين الشريفين، اللهم وفق خادم الحرمين الشريفين لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقه لهداك واجعل عمله في رضاك. اللهم عنه على كل خير، اللهم انصر به دينك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقه العافية والصحة يا رب العالمين، وأعنه على أمور دينه ودنياه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم وفق نائبيه لما تحب وترضى ولما فيه الخير للإسلام والمسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا إنك كنت غفارا، وأرسل السماء علينا مدرارا. اللهم بارك لنا فيما آتيتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وفجاءة نقمتك وتحول عافيتك وجميع سخطك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أوصي إخواني المصلين بألا يقوموا إلا عند انتهاء الخطبة، لا يقوموا يقوموا إلا بأن لا يقوموا إلا بعد انتهاء الخطبة والتهيئ للصلاة، فإن هذا من تمام الاستماع للخطبة. الجلوس حتى تنتهي الخطبة هو الاستماع للخطبة.
الله أكبر الله.